apple blossom sighs. Two things are certain. Being a friend to a monster is a lot of work, and nighttime is so much easier than daytime. She has spent hours with the small people who make sounds that Apple Blossom can't understand. At one point, the people slipped Apple Blossom into a strange sack and traveled with her outside. Apple Blossom believed it might be her chance for freedom, but it wasn't. Instead, the mini monster took one of those small screens that people hold in their hands and sometimes hold to their heads, and she aimed it right at Apple Blossom. But before the possum could panic, whatever was happening was over, and the people had returned her to the sack. Now she is back in the house, in the monster's room. The dog is still just on the other side of the wood barrier, seemingly waiting for an opportunity to rip her head right off her body. Finally, darkness arrives. It feels to Apple Blossom as if the start of the new night holds some kind of promise. The littlest people looks happy but tired as she carries Apple Blossom into the area with the water chair in the empty white pond. She places soft things that she takes from her sleeping nest into the empty pond, and then she very carefully sets down Apple Blossom. "Good night, my possum pal," she says. "You sleep here in the tub. Tomorrow will be all kinds of new fun." Then she shuts the door and goes to her nest, or at least that's where Apple Blossom thinks she goes. She can't see. Even though Apple Blossom ate grapes and cheese and crispy sesame crackers, she knows now that she would take a dried out worm, a rotten apple, and a handful of caterpillars any day of the week for her freedom. The littlest people is kind, but being a prisoner in a monster house is not the way Apple Blossom wants to spend her life. It doesn't take long before she can hear the sound through the closed door of the little monster breathing in that slow way that means she's asleep. Mercy! Apple Blossom pulls herself up and looks around. There has to be a way out. Above, she can see a sliver of the moon shining down through the clear opening. How she yearns to be out in the world. She opens her mouth, and all she can manage is, "Antonio? Hamlet?" But she knows it's useless. They will never hear her. She looks upwards and whispers, "Mama, I'm stuck here. Mama? Ma?" But luck isn't on her side, and the world is silent.